please listen carefully.
Hello, and welcome to Caveat Realtor with Virginia Realtors, where we discuss the real issues that realtors face. I'm John Haley.
And I'm Ryan Leonard. Remember, Caveat Realtor is meant to provide general legal information. The information, forms, and laws referenced in this episode are accurate as of the date this episode is first released. Nothing we discuss should be considered as legal representation or legal advice.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, John, how are you?
Doing well. Happy end of Fair Housing Month to you and to all who celebrate. So, and because today is the last day of April, aka Fair Housing Month, we want to take a moment to step back and discuss kind of a broad concept in the world of fair housing. Disparate impact is something that you may not think about during your everyday life as a real estate professional, but maybe you should.
Disparate impact happens when a law, policy, or standard harms individuals belonging to a protected class, even if that law, policy, or standard is neutral on its face. Fair housing violations through disparate impact do not require that the person or group who created the policy in question intended to discriminate against the protected class.
Disparate impact claims have not always been applied to fair housing discrimination. In fact, it wasn't until a Supreme Court decision in 2015 that individuals could pursue these types of claims in the housing context. In that case, the majority opinion stated that anti-discrimination laws, like fair housing, must be viewed to include disparate impact claims when those laws refer to, quote, the consequences of actions and not just to the mindset of actors.
We have seen disparate impact claims pop up in many places in real estate since this decision was handed down. Perhaps the most obvious example is the use of criminal convictions as part of tenant selection criteria.
Preventing any convicted offenders from renting a house would seem to not be prohibited under the Fair Housing Act. After all, convicted criminals are not a protected class, so discriminating against them would not be a violation of fair housing. But looking deeper into the situation shows the exact issue the Supreme Court was worried about.
Statistical analysis showed that criminal convictions were much more likely to be Black or Hispanic people, especially when compared to their share of the general population. As a result, while the policy is neutral, it has the impact of discriminating against people by virtue of their race, which is, of course, prohibited.
For that reason, we've advised property managers to move away from a blanket ban on all prospective tenants who have convictions. Instead, convictions should be looked at on an individual basis, with particular attention given to the nature of the conviction and how recently it occurred.
Disparate impact can also come into play in other ways. For example, as a property manager, you might have a policy of not renting properties to college students. College students are not a protected class, so that's definitely a facially neutral law, and in many parts of the country, it would probably be okay.
But consider if you own properties close to a historically Black college or university. Now, preventing college students from renting would disproportionately prevent members of a certain race from renting.
Disparate impact definitely complicates things in your world. Now, you no longer have to figure out policies that are neutral on their face, but you also have to consider how those policies might disproportionately affect members of a certain protected class.
A world where all people have an equal opportunity to buy or rent real estate is a better world for us all. And luckily, you have lots of resources to help ensure that you're following the law correctly. The Legal Hotline is always here for legal information. And if you need an attorney who specializes in fair housing, we can help you find one. Thanks for listening.
Caveat Realtor is a weekly podcast with episodes released every Tuesday. Our podcast is available for streaming through iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Subscribe to our podcast to get automatic updates when we have new episodes and rate us. Remember, members of Virginia Realtors have access to our legal hotline where we can provide you with legal information. You can access the Legal Hotline on the Virginia Realtors website under the Legal tab on the Law and Ethics section. Make sure you're logged in to see this page. Thanks. Bye. Although the members of this podcast are attorneys, the legal information in this program is not a substitute for personalized legal advice from an attorney licensed to practice in your jurisdiction. The information provided by Virginia Realtors is general reference work as a public service and does not constitute solicitation or provision of legal advice. We provide this general legal information on an as-is basis. We make no warranties and disclaim liability for damages resulting from its use. Legal advice must be tailored to the specific circumstances of each case, and laws are constantly changing. The information provided in this program should not be used as a substitute for the advice of competent counsel. This has been a production of Virginia Realtors, copyright 2024. This podcast features the song Please Listen Carefully by Jazar, available under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.